Dog, posh restaurant for dogs opens in crime-ridden, drug-addled San Francisco. By Joel B. Polak on October 4, 2022. San Francisco is struggling with a crime wave, open-air drug use, and public defecation. But it recently welcomed the opening of a new posh restaurant for pets. The San Francisco Chronicle reported. Dog opened last week at 988 Valencia Street with pastries and doggachinos served during the day and a $75, three-course tasting menu on Sundays. Passersby could easily confuse this for San Francisco's hottest new all-day cafe. A glass case is filled with elegant pastries, like a rose-shaped cake filled with wild venison heart and a doggy petit gâteau modeled after the creations of acclaimed French pastry chef Cédric Grolet. Dog's version swaps butter and sugar for grass-fed cream and braised chicken. On Sundays, Dog transitions into Bon Appetit Café, where chicken mushroom soup is poured tableside, and then promptly licked up by the eager diners. It's unsurprising that what is likely the country's first dog restaurant opened in San Francisco, where dogs reportedly recently outnumber children, and pet owners can join members-only vet clinics with high-end perks like genetic testing. One of the first reviews on Yelp raved, "There's a new cafe for dogs called Dog, where your fur kid can enjoy a bougie-tasting menu crafted by an owner chef that's classically trained in French cuisine." You can scoff at me, but the pet industry is a multi-billion dollar business and Americans spent over $120 billion on their pets last year. And, SF has more dogs than kids, and some of us spend more money on our dogs/pets than ourselves, so there you go. There are more dogs than children in San Francisco, where the high cost of living, the preponderance of single young adults, and the cultural norms of a large LGBTQ community mean people tend to opt for canines rather than kids when building their family units. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.